This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tuesday may reveal the extent of ransomware work reported in 27 countries, details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia, or I should say Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The R Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Stormy weather has hampered the search efforts at the site of the collapsed Florida condo building. Thunderstorms moved into the area around Surfside Building Monday as Tropical Storm Elsa approached the state. Lightning caused temporary stops to the researchers. The effort widened Monday after a demolition specialist succeedingly brought the remaining portion of the building last Sunday night down. Officials discovered four more bodies in a new selection of debris. Tropical Storm Elsa is continuing to sweep over the Western Caribbean and Cuba with strong rain and winds, and forecasters say it will finally move on the Florida Keys on Tuesday and Florida's central Gulf Coast by Wednesday evening. This is VOA News.